The title of my message is The Jonah Experience. The Jonah Experience. And if I was to use a subtitle, it would be, you can run, but you can't hide. You can run, but you can't hide. Children, I want you to get this today. Because there are things that I'm going to say today that is going to, if you just take heed to it and listen to it, there's a lot of difficulties you will never have to go through. If you pay close attention, you teens, you young adults, and you adults, you all are going to get something out of this. But some of us have been there through our Jonah experience. And through, you can't run. You can run, but you can't hide. Turn with me in your Bibles to the book of Jonah, starting at the first chapter and the first verse. Jonah. And I'm going to be reading out of the Amplified Version. But I'm going to lay foundation today, and then I'm going to preach. Because I need some things to happen. I need some change in our children's lives. And you adults, if you listen very closely, you'll get change in your lives. Because I'm ready to set off some light bulbs right above your head today. Through this Jonah experience, because it opened up my eyes to a few things. When you have it, say amen. And it reads, now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city. That great city. Remember, that great city. And proclaim against it, for their wickedness has come up before me. This is God speaking. But Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from being in the presence of the Lord. Jonah rose up to flee to Tarshish from being in the presence of the Lord as his prophet, and went down to Joppa and found a ship going to Tarshish, the most remote of the Phoenician trading place then known. So he paid the appointed fare and went down into the ship to go with them to Tarshish from being in the presence of the Lord. It said that twice. For being in the presence of the Lord as his servant and minister. But the Lord sent out a great wind upon the sea, and there was a violent tempest on the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid. The mariners were afraid. And each man cried to his God. And they cast the goods that were in the ship into the sea to lighten it for them. But Jonah had gone down into the inner parts of the ship and had lain down and was fast asleep. So the captain came and said to him, what do you mean, you sleeper? Arise, call upon your God. Perhaps your God will give a thought to us so that we will not perish. And they each said to one another, come, let us cast lots, that we may know on whose account this evil has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then they said to him, tell us, we pray you, on whose account has this evil come upon us? What is your occupation? Where did you come from? And what is your country and nationality? And he said to them, I am a Hebrew, and I reverently fear and worship the Lord, the God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. Then the men were exceedingly afraid and said to him, what is this that you have done? For the men knew that they fled from being in the presence of the Lord. He fled from being in the presence of the Lord as his prophet and servant, because he had told them. Then they said to him, what shall we do to you? And the sea may subside, that the sea may subside and be calm for us. For the sea became more and more violently tempestuous. And Jonah said to them, take me up and cast me into the sea. so shall the sea become calm for you. For I know that it is because of me that this great tempest has come upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring the ship to land. They didn't want to do what he had asked them. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring the ship to land, but they could not. For the sea became more and more violent against them. They were trying not to throw him over and to try to see if they could do something themselves. Therefore, they cried to the Lord, We beseech you, O Lord, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for you, O Lord, have done as it pleased you. So they took up Jonah and cast him into the sea, and the sea ceased from its raging. Then the men reverently and worshipfully feared the Lord exceedingly, and they offered a sacrifice to the Lord and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared and appointed a great fish to swallow up Jonah. And Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 days and 3 nights. The book of Jonah is an Old Testament. It's an Old Testament story which tells about how the prophet Jonah refused to follow the Lord. Through some supernatural events, God convinced him to obey and carry out the Lord's plan. While Jonah eventually did what he was asked to do, the book closes with showing Jonah as a bitter man. Show Jonah as a bitter man. Now, I'm going to summarize the story for you. Jonah received a calling from the Lord. You're listening, children? Jonah received a calling from the Lord to preach repentance to the people of Nineveh. Instead of obeying and going straight to Nineveh, he went, or we could say he ran. He ran to Joppa to board a ship to the city of Tarshish. Now, Nineveh was inland from where Jonah lived, and Tarshish was across the sea. Obviously, it was no mistake he didn't want to follow God's instructions. I hope you're paying attention. He ran from his calling. His disobedience brought punishment upon himself and others around him. Sometimes our actions not only affect us, but they affect all of our loved ones and the people that are around us.
Say it again.
Our disobedience are not necessarily punishment to us, but it can also be punishment to those who are around us. If we refuse to follow what God has intended for our life. Our purpose has meaning. And those that follow us and notice that we are not following our purpose can fall into punishment. Just as bad as the one that is not following what God has said to do. The people around him, I remember being disobedient sometimes when I was younger. God's speaking to me now. I had a praying mother and a praying father. But me, and I'm pretty sure Pastor Daryl can, I'm going to use him. Where one was, the other one was there too. And there were times when great fights and stuff broke out and people actually pulled out guns and were shooting. And to this day, I finally realized that even though God protected the people that were with us, by us not following what we were supposed to do at that time, those people were subject to the punishment that we were being put under. Even though God protected them, just like he protected us, we were all walking in punishment because instead of us witnessing to the ones that we were hanging with, we were running with them. So they fell into the same bracket with us under the punishment. I hope you get what I'm saying. And if you think back on your life sometime, you think about the things when you were in disobedience, things that happened to other people that were with you. See, if you got into an accident because you was drinking and driving, the people in your car fall under the punishment. Because you knew better. And you walked away from God and you should have known. But it just didn't happen to you. It happened to the people that were around you. His disobedience brought punishment upon himself and others. During the storm, the men working on the ship began calling upon their God and their idols to deliver them from whatever punishment was being given. They thought it was something they did, but it had nothing to do with them. And if you paid attention, these sailors actually went to Jonah. And when they got to Jonah, they realized that it was his fault. They weren't being delivered because of their God. Because they prayed and they called out to their gods and their idols and nothing happened. But as soon as they realized who it was, who do you think they started believing in? Threw their whole theology out of the window, didn't it? Because their God wasn't there to deliver them. It was Jonah's God that was going to deliver them. So, even though we knew that Jonah ran from what God had called him to do, nothing bad came out of it because he was able to deliver those people on the boat too. Sometimes we don't really realize why we're out there in the wilderness. Now, the lots fell upon Jonah, and he confessed that he was the Hebrew and was running away from the Creator God. I bet they knew then whose God was real. Jonah asked the men to throw him overboard. Instead, they tried harder to bring the ship to land. They may have still believed he wasn't at fault. Jonah finally convinced them that he was the one who had brought judgment from God. Perhaps Jonah thought that if he was dead, then God would stop punishing the ones that was around him. The sailors agreed to throw him into the sea. Now, it's a shame to go down with the ship when you know you are not the cause of the storm. As soon as Jonah was tossed into the water, the storm broke immediately, and everything was calm. The sailors probably had no idea what happened next because Jonah was in the water. They presumed he was dead and he was a sacrifice. And they presumed that God would stop punishing them for what Jonah did. Now, Jonah went into the water, but not to be killed by drowning. Instead, he was swallowed by a great fish, and Jesus calls it a whale in Matthew. He was in the whale's belly for 3 days and 3 nights. Jonah awoke in the belly of the fish and cried out to God. Thank God he didn't kill us when we were in our storm or in our world. Others die in the whale's belly. Others die in the storm. But God sees our future. He confessed his disobedience and told God that he would accomplish the task that the Lord had called him to do. Sometimes we just need a boost. God then instructed the whale to vomit Jonah out onto dry land. Thank God for a second chance. After finding himself alive on dry land, Jonah ran. Jonah ran to the city of Nineveh. He ran away, but he ran back. To his amazement, and apparent disappointment, the people of Nineveh did repent and ask for the Lord's salvation. God knew that they needed a preacher. He needed a preacher to show them the errors of their wickedness. But Jonah knew that God was merciful and would forgive them if they asked. Even though God, even though Jonah preached to the people, he wasn't happy. He climbed to the top of the mountain to watch the Lord destroy the city. He just knew that they weren't going to repent. But because of their repentance, God did not destroy them. We don't have a heaven or hell to put anybody in. And Jonah had no right of judging the city that they would not repent. The reason he ran in the first place, because he believed there was no hope in the city of Nineveh.
That's right.
We don't have a heaven or hell to put people in. We can't stop God from forgiving them if they repent.
That's right.